Hey, Jim Brown Day is Thursday, so visit ClevelandBrowns.com 32 and for everything Jim Brown. That includes videos, stat graphics, and more. Plus, you have the chance to win a Jim Brown Day experience that includes tickets to this game Thursday night between the Browns and the Bills. Field nice. Passes, and you get to meet number 32 himself. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com/32, okay? JimBrown.com/32. It is Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on a football Thursday. Thursday? No, that game's Thursday. How about a football Tuesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford? And we have a call right now, and it is James in Cleveland. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
What I wanted to say is I think it's important that the fans don't be tweeting up that bad because, you know, in the NFL, you only one snap away from getting back in. So, you know, you want to keep his confidence up, you know, and so he'll stay focused and everything because before he goes down, I think he's, you know, he's number two to come back.
Of course, I agree with you, and that's what I was saying. I like the fact that he's still saying the things he's saying. He still should have the confidence and belief in himself that he can do the job if called upon, and you would point out correctly that the NFL is a very physical, very violent league. Injuries happen, and he is one play away from once again being the leader, not only in his mind, but in reality of this football team again. So you're right. You're exactly right. I agree with you.
Yeah. If anything, I've always felt this about football, and this is the old school purist in me.
I like when you get old school, notorious.
I want backups to be actually more driven to start and play than starters. I want them to be the hungrier guys. I want them to feel like, A, they're mad that they're not starting, that they're being overlooked, but they're going to do their job well when they have those opportunities. And that's what you're seeing from this defense, for instance. How many backups got a chance to excel, right? Guys like Eric Martin stepping out there and playing well or well enough to keep a defense that had three guys injured afloat. That's really the mark of what you're looking for defensively is to see football defensively, offensively is to see that. Okay, so Brandon Whedon isn't playing now. For the hope of many, I guess, is that Brian Hoyer continues to do what he's doing. You've liked what you've seen, only to see it get better. You want that, and you want this issue perhaps to go away once and for all. The quarterback issue is the lingering thing in the background of all this. Do the Browns have it solved? We don't know. And two starts doesn't answer that question, even though he's 2-0 and even though he's made great progress from 1-2. So if we start seeing that, what we want is for him to latch on, because he's in the driver's seat now, to latch on and take this thing the long way, okay, the far distant way that will seal it once and for all. Is that going to happen? Who the heck knows right now? But what it also says is that if you're rooting for that, you're also saying that you're not going to see or expect Brandon Whedon to come back in there and take the job, except that Brandon Whedon could be in there at any point.
At any moment.
You look at this line. You look at the nature of throwing the ball 50-some times a game. So you're going to get hit, and you might get hurt. And so you better have the other guy wanting to believe that it's his team, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Perfectly enunciated, perfectly said, Notorious. I agree with you. That's the fact of the matter. That is the reality of the National Football League. That's why you've seen certain teams go out and give big money to backup quarterbacks this offseason. Tennessee did it and paid a pretty penny for Ryan Fitzpatrick, a former Buffalo Bill. Jake Locker is now out for 4 to 6 weeks. Ryan Fitzpatrick will be starting. They did it in Indianapolis to protect their investment in Andrew Luck with Matt Hasselbeck. So teams are doing it. It is a reality of the National Football League. It is a reality of the situation that that you play in. And yes, you hope that, you know, Brian Hoyer keeps this going. And Brian Hoyer is the guy the rest of the way. Who doesn't want that right now? Everybody wants that right now. But the reality is, there is a chance, whether it be a good one, there's still a realistic possibility that Brandon Whedon will, at one point or another, be forced back into action for this team, and people shouldn't beat him down again. And to me, if you had had two games with Josh Gordon, if Josh Gordon wasn't suspended and he comes out and lays an egg the first two games and Hoyer comes in, then to me, it is obvious. I still don't think Whedon has had the benefit of that doubt to play in the North Turner offense with Josh Gordon. However, there is no disputing the difference in what I see on the field. There's no disputing the factual matter of the quickness of his decision-making and getting rid of the football that what Brian Hoyer does right now, apples to apples. I prefer Brian Hoyer at this moment. But again, you might see Brandon Whedon, and the caller makes a good point, and Vic, you make a great point as well.
Well, thank you, my friend. That's so nice of you. How about let's go to Dallas and say hi to John. Hey, John.
Hey, longtime Browns fan, born and raised in Cleveland. But I tell you, going from the release or the trade of Richardson and, you know, everybody, myself included, thinking the season was just all about the draft again, this is euphoria. I mean, going from that in 2 weeks to this. And I also want to touch on the Joe Thomas, Mario Williams matchup. I think is huge. And you guys haven't really touched on it yet, but I wanted to talk about that.
Sure.
And the way Joe Thomas shut down number 69 in the Vikings, I'm drawing a blank now.
Jared Allen.
Yeah. I mean, that Jared Allen couldn't – he was ready to start the bus for the Browns to get Joe Thomas out of town because he didn't even snip the quarterback.
Right.
But I just want to say go Browns. And being down here in Dallas, I hate the Cowboys, and this is awesome.
Well, it is, and we thank you for the call. And the matchup of Thomas – versus Williams, a big one to say the least. So Williams is starting to play the kind of football that the Bills envisioned when they invested $100 million in the guy after he became a free agent from the Houston Texans. He had some rough starts for the Bills, rough patches, whatever, on off the field. It seems like he's gotten his act together. I've talked with a lot of people back there. Again, I'm very well connected with Buffalo and the Bills from many years, 18 years of covering them and still having a lot of family and friends there. And the discussion is about Mario is that he's got a whole attitude change. So Joe will have his hands full, but I think Joe, that's what you're paying him as I think the highest paid offensive tackle in the league, and he's a six-time Pro Bowler. The expectation is that he stands up to that challenge and that he has as many wins as Williams does or whatever. They can neutralize. He can keep him from being the force he's been, frankly. But I think more of that is going to have to do with letting him handle Williams, and hopefully there's less help needed inside for the Marcell Dariuses and the Kyle Williams, because that worries me more actually than the exterior. The exterior success will come if the Browns have to make adjustments and can't contain inside.
Well, and the other thing to think of and to keep in mind here is that Williams doesn't play just on one side of the field. He's been 60% of the time on the left, 40% of the time on the right. So it's not going to be Williams versus Joe Thomas. And I'm pretty sure, given his versatility, they're going to match him up with Mitchell Schwartz quite a bit. I think that would be a good idea. You saw Cameron Wake against Mitchell Schwartz in the very first game this year, and we all know how that worked out for Mitchell Schwartz and for Cameron Wake. And Cameron Wake, by the way, played the majority of the time on the left side, and where he got to, obviously, he got after Mitchell Schwartz in that first game. So the majority of the time, I think we're going to actually see Williams against Mitchell Schwartz. We'll be back with much more we've got from the NFL Network coming up right next.
Omar Ruiz, a reporter for NFL Network, is going to join us and talk about their coverage. He's kicking it off for NFL Network. Their coverage of this game Thursday. He's in town for a couple of days in here, Berea. So we'll get a national perspective on the Browns on a Tuesday edition, a Football Tuesday edition of CBD.